Saturday, December 19th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Amen. Our morning hymn, O come, desire of nations bind,
all people in one heart and mind.
Bid envy, strife, and quarrels cease.
Fill the whole world with heaven's peace.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Emmanuel shall come to earth. Let love dispel all fear.
Morning prayer. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly and in your service find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 89. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to my servant David. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Then you spoke in a vision to your faithful one and said, I have set the crown on one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. My hand shall always remain with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. You have set the crown on one who is mighty. You have exalted one chosen from the people.
The word today comes from John 7, verses 40 through 52. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" And the police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration. William Wesley Van Ordzel, Brother Van. Originally from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Van Ordzel came to Fort Benton, Montana in 1872. Arriving on June 30th, he preached that afternoon in a local saloon where he received the nickname Brother Van, which stayed with him the rest of his life. For 47 years, Brother Van set the tone for Methodism in Montana. He held a service almost every day and traveled some 15,000 miles a year. One historian has observed, for the small Methodist constituency in Montana to maintain a college, a hospital, and a children's home and school during the frontier days was all but impossible. But yet Brother Van, through faith, prayer, persistence, and sacrifice, somehow managed to convince the people that it could be done. He was loved by the Indians of Montana, who gave him the name Great Heart. In 1873, they took him on his first buffalo hunt, an event reproduced in a painting by the cowboy artist Charles M. Russell. Russell affectionately recalling in a letter the first time he met Brother Van, wrote in his rough prose, "I have met you many times since that, Brother Van, sometimes in lonely places, but you never were lonesome or alone, for a man with seared hands and feet stood beside you, and near him there is no hate, so all you met loved you." The collect for today, William Wesley Van Ordzel, Brother Van. Holy and merciful God, in your love for the world, you raised William Wesley Van Ordzel to be an evangelist, a herald of the good news. Strengthen and guide those entrusted with the proclamation of your word, that as they make known your redeeming love we may heed and receive their glad tidings. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God of heavenly powers, by the might of your command, you drive away from our bodies all sickness and all infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer for the choice of fit persons for the ministry. O God, who led your holy apostles to ordain ministers in every place, grant that your church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, may choose suitable persons for the ministry of word and sacrament, and may uphold them in their work for the extension of your kingdom, through him who is the shepherd and bishop of our souls, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Collect of the week. Stir up your power, O Lord, with great might come amongst us. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Prayer for those we love. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to your never failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that you are doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. A collect for Saturdays. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit, prayer of Saint Augustine. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessing for today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.